This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
NBA Combine is wrapping up. Now we know the draft order after this week where, Dallas is 1, San Antonio's 2. And now there's all the mocks are starting to come out because people are trying to figure out what teams need, and the Blazers are going to be selecting 11th in the NBA draft lottery, or in the NBA draft next month. There's so many names that have been attached to the Portland Trail Blazers. It's really hard to wrap your head around just because...
Well, one and two are going to be...
Nobody really knows what's going to happen after two.
Yeah, I mean, Flagg and Harper are going to go 1-2, but because the 76ers moved up to number three, it could throw a little wrench in there. And then you've got the really bad tanking teams in Charlotte at 4, Utah and Washington. Like, you don't know which way they're going to go because are they going to swing for fences? Are they going to take some stabilizing players? You know, do they go guard? Do they go big? The lottery beyond the Mavs winning it, the order being what it is, has thrown the lottery picks just completely into disarray.
Well, and we've talked about this, but it's basically a choose which kind of guard you want. And it's guard heavy. It's just guard, 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 guard. And so you're just not sure where people stand on those guys. And the Blazers sitting at 11, it's like, well, I don't know what's going to happen. But some of the names that are popping up, it doesn't seem like there's any sort of consensus or idea of where Portland is going to go. Long and rangy has kind of been the MO of them. And you see every single possible player mocked at 11 because it's a really hard, no matter what the draft looks like, it's a hard place to choose what teams are going to do and mock it up.
You usually have a pretty good idea. Like, we knew going into the draft last year that, you know, Risa Shea, Sar, Castle, in some form or fashion, were kind of going to be in that group, and then Reed Shepard as well. You're like, okay, how's this going to look? And then after that, Charlotte, I mean, I think surprised a little bit taking Tijon Salon before the Blazers, and then, you know, the talk was about where Donovan Clingan was going to go, Zach Edey was going to go, but for the most part, you kind of understood where guys were going to go. You saw a few guys slide back, a few guys move up, but otherwise, for the most part, this one, the draft is better. Like, hands down, the draft this year is hands down significantly better than last year's draft. There's much more upside. There's much more known quantities. And positionally, I think it makes a bit more sense for a lot of teams. But yeah, you're right. You look at the mocks of the Portland Trail Blazers so far. I've seen Carter Bryant. I've seen Kasparis Jakaciunas. I've seen Derek Queen. I've seen Noah Senge. Who am I missing from the mocks? I think that's the four really that I've kind of seen for the most part. A few other guys here or there, but you're talking about four guys who play four different positions.
Yeah, Carter Bryant terrifies me.
Why?
When I watch him, I like the kind of player he is. 6'8", big physical guy. Mm-hmm. Played in 37 games, started 5.
Yep. And so I was unsure. I think I'm still unsure about Carter Bryant, but the thing about him, particularly late in the season against Oregon, that, you know, in the NCAA tournament.
Yep.
He was incredible.
Yeah.
And the game before for Arizona, he was incredible. And it's not just the box score stuff. This sounds so corny in like a way you can just excuse it and be like, oh, it's just this. When you watch him play and you watch him move, he looks like an NBA player.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, you talk about it on the NFL side of things. The difference between a really good college player and an NFL player is just, they just move different.
Yeah.
And the way Carter Bryant moves, like his kinetic movement, it's just different. He flows. There's nothing rigid about him. He's very smooth. He's able to go both ways, left and right, not just with the ball, but just moving. Like, the way he moves is just different. And then you throw in the fact that he was a plus shooter from three. And it's like, okay, if he's 18 years old and he's a high-level athlete with a great build and he can already shoot, those are kind of the markers of a guy that you're looking for if you're looking for a guy to develop.
Yeah, you're looking for a guy to develop, but it also screams to me of a guy that the Blazers traded up for and nobody was really thrilled with who they took. And Zach Collins, who didn't start at Gonzaga.
Yeah.
Right? And had a really good NCAA tournament and played really well and shot, what was it that they kept saying? He shot 47% from three during the NCAA tournament. Well, didn't take a whole heck of a lot of them.
12 threes all season.
But he could do it. He could shoot, right? And you go, all right, so he wasn't good enough to start for Tommy Lloyd and Arizona more than 5 games last year, but the development of an NBA player. Like, to me, that is a slippery slope.
And the idea of Zach Collins, I understand what they were doing, and I let me make this clear. I hated the pick because what they needed versus what they went and got was just so different. I was banging the drum for OG Anunoby in that draft. It's like, if they come out of this draft without him, it's a failure.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that was the guy, hands down. You can go read the tweets. There's 100 of them. When they moved up to get Zach Collins, I thought that they were moving up to go get Donovan Mitchell, because that was the guy I was like, okay, if you're going to swing for a fence, like, that's the one you go and get. And when they got Collins, I was like, okay, what the hell? That doesn't make sense, because what are you trying to do here? He's not LaMarcus.
Yeah.
And that was the thing, is, you know, Neil O'Shea said he was a combination of LaMarcus, Rasheed Wallace, and Kevin McHale.
The old oversell, huh?
Holy crap. And then they tried to play him as a 4.
Yeah.
Like, it was like, he's not a 4. He's a 5. That's what he is. He's a 5. And like, and that's the things you have to worry about. If whoever the Blazers draft, they have got, this is just young guys. At the 1, they've got Scoot. At the 2, they've got Shaden. At the 3, they've got Tumani. At the 4, they've got Denny. At the 5, they've got Donovan Clingan. No matter who they draft, there is a young player in front of them.
Mm-hmm.
No matter what. And that's before you consider Anthony's still, as of right now, the presumed starter. Jeremy on this roster is a presumed starter. So the depth issues you already start worrying about. As long as you're not trying to shoehorn a guy like Carter Bryant into a position that he's not, which I don't think either Chauncey Billups would do or Joe Cronin and his staff would do. I think that they would be smarter about that. But your hesitations, they're real.
Boy, he fits that mold of what the Blazers like. He's 6'8", 220, and he is physical, man.
Yes. I mean, his shoulders
fun to watch.
His shoulders have shoulders.
Yeah.
I hate saying this name because of people immediately like, oh, he's going to be like, he looks like the in-between Giannis. Remember, not the Giannis that was drafted and not Giannis now, but I'm talking about when he started to put some weight on his frame, 6'9", because remember, Giannis came in the league at like 6'8", 6'9".
Yeah.
He grew like 3 inches and then put on like 90 pounds.
Yeah.
Weirdly enough. But He has that like big, broad shouldered, tapered waist, strong upper body, just kind of Tatum-y.
Yeah, he does. and he does a lot of things pretty good.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
And there's no real, like, you don't look at him like, you don't look at him like, let's use Ace Bailey. He's probably going to go in the top five. Ace Bailey, when he dribbles the ball, it's rigid and stiff. Yeah, he can shoot the living crap out of difficult shots, but you're like, oh, his shot is going to, or his handle is going to keep him from being successful unless he really fixes that. When you look at Bryant, you don't have that ceiling on him yet, but you also don't really know where it's at. And that's what I think what entices teams. It's something you almost have to protect against. Because you don't really know where the ceiling is, and you don't really know what the floor... Like, I would say his floor is a good 3-and-D guy. I think that's because that's kind of what he was doing at Arizona, was being a 3-and-D guy. And if you're picking at that spot, if you remember what Joe Cronin, when he said when they got the extension, they're talking about building the team out, we don't have to worry about taking the biggest swings. We don't have to take the biggest risk. We can take the guy that we want to take. Now, I don't know if I necessarily disagree with that at that spot, but the guys you're looking at that spot, like, let's just talk about the list so far. For me, if the draft fell the way that I think it's going to go, Kasparis Jakusionis is the guy for me.
Yeah.
He has been a guy that I have loved since he came through at Hoop Summit last year.
Illinois guard.
Yeah. He measured 6'4", 3/4 barefoot, so basically he plays at 6'6". Very strong. Generated free throws basically better than damn near anyone in the country. The problem with him is that defensively he's not the best, but he makes up for it for being stronger and having plus size. The shooting kind of waned with some injury and some illness.
Not a great three-point shooter.
Great free throw shooter, and also one of the best pick-and-roll players in the entire league, in all of college basketball. And if you're looking at Portland, what do they need? They need creation, they need playmaking, they need, like, and if you're not sure about Scoot or Shaden, he's a guy that you can kind of put in that. And if nothing else, you're going to put some competition under those guys and go, hey, this is the deal now. You have reached the point with Scoot and Shaden where I've used this analogy all the time, though. You go full Joker, you break the pool cue, you throw it in the room, figure it out.
And that was that's something that he brings too, is that he had the ball in his hands all the time.
He ran the offense for Illinois. And they had a ton of injuries throughout the season. They got really inconsistent. They went from a team that shot threes like crazy to a team that didn't shoot them at all. It was very weird. They had one of the best shooting nights in college basketball down at Oregon, where they set a franchise record at Illinois for efficiency.
That was pretty good.
I think they scored 112.
Yeah, they could not miss.
It was absolutely bonkers. And Kasparis is a guy that I really like. He has, you know, holes in his game in the sense of he's not the best defender. His turnover rate was really high.
He has a lot of turnovers, but when you watch them, you go, I get it. He had the ball in his hand a lot.
And you're asking a guy to do a ton. Now, if he's going to run your offense, you've got to be more efficient. You've got to take better care of the ball. But his vision, to me, it's him and Yegor Demon, the wing/guard from BYU, is the two best passers in this draft. This Blazers team needs passing. They need creation. They need it badly. And if that's the position you're in, it's not necessarily drafting for need. I think that's need and fit.
Okay.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.